See, that's what happens when you sing a disrespectful song like that. And I'm proud to say that's not one of my songs, that disrespectful song. No, I wish that disrespectful song was my song. That's a song written by Terry Allen, my old friend out in Santa Fe. And man, there's another character you need to check out sometime, Terry Allen. Terry Allen is the guy, I don't know if y'all knew this, but when Guy Clark passed away, it turns out that he had this deal worked out with Terry Allen. Years ago, Guy said, "Terry, when I die, I want my ashes incorporated into one of your sculptures." Terry's a great artist. And so that morning after Guy passed, I'd heard about this story, and I didn't know if it was a joke or for real. And I called Terry up to give him the bad news about Guy. And I just, you know, I couldn't help. I had to ask. I said, "Terry, is that true? I mean, or is that just a joke about Guy's ashes?" And he goes, "Nope, I got to do it." And it took him a couple of years, because that, you know, when you stop, it sounds funny at the time, but when it comes down to it and you got to do it, Terry said it was a heavy burden on him, trying to figure out what to do, how to do it, where to put it, you know. So he took his time before he made his decision, and I'm glad he took his time, because his initial reaction was he was going to make a sculpture of an old goat and stick Guy's ashes up his ass. But he backed down from that. He said, "I've already written a disrespectful song to the Lord. I better not, like, do something like that. Guy will come back and haunt me from now on." So what he did is he finally wound up with an old crow. Right before Guy passed, we had been out in Amarillo, and we went into the Windmill Museum in Amarillo. If you're ever out that way. No, Lubbock, I'm sorry. Lubbock, I believe it is. And there was in the top of one of these windmills, there was a crow's nest. And the thing was, goodness, it was like 3 or 4 feet wide. Really, the walls of it were thick. It was huge, but what it was all made of barbed wire, little pieces of barbed wire. Because out there in Lubbock in West Texas, there's no sticks to make a nest out of. So they'd swoop down, grab a little piece of barbed wire, and go weave it into their nest. And so there's this like 4 foot crow's nest made of barbed wire, and Guy was just obsessed with that thing and was trying to write a song about a crow. And why am I telling this?
Terry Allen sculpture.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I don't know.
Made Guy into a crow.
Surely I had a damn plan of some kind. Anyway. No, the truth is I just been needing to kind of get that off my chest. I've been carrying that secret story around a long time about the goat, you know, and the... What? Oh, where is the crow? Oh, God, you guys want all the details, don't you? You want all the dirt. I know what you want. The crow is now out in, oh my goodness, now I can't, it's like an outdoor museum. They have a big park and stuff, and I think it's near Santa Fe, and I'm sorry, I can't think of the name of the place, but it ain't hard to find. Y'all just Google Guy Clark's Ashes. Crow. The old crow. You're welcome. They are tough, man. I mean, you know, you got to start singing before your mind is even working. You think you got a plan, but anyway, it doesn't matter.